rarely seen as Ikimiele. While she does like to appear in her human form, in these forests she moves dressed in her misty cloak. When a person comes nearby, Ikimiele turns her back to them, and then the person only sees the trunk of a tree. She seldom speaks, and even then she would rather be sleeping, for such are the habits of gnomes. Gnomes can walk among humans, but just as easily take on the characters of an animal, or, like Ikimiele, turn into part of the forest so that it cannot be separated from the rest of the landscape. At daybreak, Ikimiele walks to the edge of Nili Swamp. The sun is only just beginning to light the sky behind the fells. She follows the footsteps of a fox and a hare that have been left in the snow, deep in her own thoughts. The early winter morning is still and quiet. But then, something in the forest stirs, and a large black raven races in to sit on top of the nearest pine cone, causing snow to bounce off the branch and land in the hair of Ikimiele. Birds can move through many elements, in the air, across the ground, and even on the water. That is why birds have always carried messages between different worlds. For example, owls moving at night bring messages from the world of the spirits. The raven also carries messages from the world of the forest folk and the gnomes. The raven is a sage and an old acquaintance of Ikimiele. What does the raven want to say? After hearing the raven's message, Ikimiele, the immortal and eternal forest guardian, knows immediately what to do. She rises from her clump of grass and begins to head determinedly towards the mound called Nilivara.